Good morning, everyone. The Takeaway begins this hour with an exploration of a very difficult subject for the U.S. military. Throughout the difficult deployments in Afghanistan and Iraq, there's been absolute clarity from the Pentagon that the safety of soldiers on the battlefield is uppermost in the mind of military planners. The kinds of hospitals, the emergency rooms that are put in the battlefield, the ability to airlift casualties to Germany, get them back into the United States, receive top-notch medical care is certainly one thing that has affected or had a positive impact on morale for soldiers over in Afghanistan and Iraq. I think it's fair to say. And we've seen a lot of that.
Absolutely.
We've seen the headlines. We've seen the pictures of the kind of treatment that soldiers get. But in one standard, the military has perhaps failed. In 2009, you may be aware of this, 245 members of the U.S. Army and 52 U.S. Marines took their own lives. The question of suicide in the military is finally receiving the attention it deserves at the highest level of the Pentagon. Listen to this statistic. 55 Marines have been killed in Afghanistan since January of this year, but in that same time period, 21 U.S. Marines have taken their own lives. For the rest of this segment, we're going to spend it with Mary Gallagher. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, John and Celeste. How are you?
It's great to talk to you, and let's just get your story clear in the minds of listeners this morning. You are the widow of Gunnery Sergeant James F. Gallagher, who left us in 2006, about 8 months after he came back from Iraq. You're now a program coordinator with Hope for the Warriors, a nonprofit organization that provides financial and emotional support for wounded soldiers and the families of fallen soldiers. First of all, thanks for joining us.
No, thank you for having me.
Let's talk about the vulnerability of soldiers. With the numbers as high as they are for suicide among active duty Army, Marines, members of the Navy, and support personnel in deployments in Afghanistan and Iraq, what is the vulnerability? What is it that causes a soldier to slip into the kinds of, I guess, hopelessness that would cause them to take their own life?
Well, you know, as we know, it's very difficult for our military to face that vulnerability because they're trained very hard not to be vulnerable because, you know, they have a mission, and that is to protect us and to stay as clear-minded and focused as possible. But, you know, when we really look at it, we still are all human, and we do face challenges. And to me, that's what they're facing is an illness. That's my opinion personally. And without it really being diagnosed or for them to really say, you know, hey, I'm hurting, you know, we're not going to really see the numbers dropping. I believe that they have in the 4 years that it's been part of my journey. But I believe that's the difficulty. They're just trained, you know, to be not vulnerable.
And trained, in a sense, not to ask for help when they need it the most. Telling the story of your husband, who died in 2006, who took his own life in 2006, was the trauma returning home? Did the trauma happen in Iraq? What was it about the return home that made life sort of untenable for James?
I wish I had all the answers, but I think that just, you know, for Jim, who he was as an individual, it was very hard for him to reach out, and he would always be like, you know, I got it, Mary, I got it right here, and he would always have his right hand over his heart, you know, I've got it, I'll be okay. He personally didn't know how to really ask for any help. It was just never in his character to do so. He always took and protected us, and that's just the character of the man he was. And I just believe that the deprocessing part wasn't long enough for him personally, from coming home and going right to school. And just, you know, I think if we could understand what's really going on in someone's mind, we might be able to help a little bit more. But unless they're willing to really share with us, then, you know, it's hard to really figure that out.
Let's listen to something that I guess you would call this a kind of a training tool for trying to identify when things might be rough and that the danger signs are emerging. This is a dramatization, and it sort of addresses the issue of adjusting to civilian life. I'm going to play this tape, and then I want you to explain it to me, all right?
Okay.
Hey, man. What are you doing here?
What does it look like?
Everyone's at the lake. We were looking for you and Kelly.
Well,
I'm here. This is where the hell I am.
Okay. You want to tell me what's wrong?
Yeah, why should anything be wrong? What's wrong is I need another beer.
Is that a warning sign there from that training video, that dramatization?
It can be for some.
And
if that's the different character of that person for that one Marine knowing the other Marine, that could have been out of character for him to be so short and curt and not wanting to be part of, you know, the group.
But, of course, it's a far cry from noticing that that's going on with an individual and getting them actual help. How do you advise families that a moment like that could be a journey to a place that could result in suicide eventually?
Well, as I always do try to say, John, it depends on the individual as well. And I think it's just, for me, you know, with Jim was, you know, the signs weren't as clear. I just thought he was going through that transition that we're all kind of taught coming back. You know, they might seem a little distant. They might need that time alone. So it's really taking that individual and knowing them as best as you can. I mean, it's hard for me to give advice in some respects because my story, my husband, you know, is a very different individual than other people. So I wish I had all the answers. All I could say is, you know, just pay as close attention as possible. And if you feel anything, then just push it a little harder. And I think sometimes for me, I wish I would have pushed a little harder, but I didn't.
Well, Mary, thanks so much for giving us a sense individually of the scale of this story. And, you know, your words, I think, resonate all the way to the top of the inner ring there of the Pentagon. Mary Gallagher is the widow of Gunnery Sergeant James F. Gallagher, who took his life in 2006. Mary, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, guys.
And Mary's story is repeated 245 times in 2009. That's the number of the people in the U.S. Army who killed themselves. 52 additional Marines took their own lives. Serious problem.